Chuck Chad Freestyle for Thursday, September 4th, 2014. Dog Days of Podcasting continue. This is Freestyle. This is an audio diary of my life, and the Dog Days of Podcasting is a challenge that apparently is over with most people, but some people are still going, and it's good to see. If you want to know more about that, you can go over dogdaysofpodcasting.com. If you're just joining, if this is your first time listening to Freestyle, hey, welcome aboard. I've been doing this for coming up on 10 years. Wow, how time flies. You like the music? Kind of got that Blues Brothers thing going. Can almost see James Brown dancing around. Or me dancing around like James Brown, if you can imagine that. All right, I confess, I got this from one of the instant band things on GarageBand. It's the jazz, or blues one. So I'm going to let it play out. I've got a short version for the intro and a little shorter version for the ending. But this is like a minute and 20 or some odd seconds, so it's going to be ending soon. Let's get into the, verse 3. Let's get into verse 3. Let's get into the moving things. Things that I listed on Craigslist last night have sold very, very well. We got rid of the lawnmower and the trimmer this morning. Rather humorous story there. A gentleman came to pick it up, and I said, good luck with that. And he said, what are you selling them for? I said, because we're moving to Phoenix. Turns out he's getting married on Saturday in 2 days. So, hey, congratulations, honey. Look what I got. So we congratulated him, and afterwards I was reminded that it sounds kind of like what Donna and I went through just before we were married. I had found a Christmas tree for $20, fully decorated 6-foot Christmas tree with lights and some red ribbons at a garage sale. This was months and months. We were engaged. It was only a few months before we were married, now that I think about it. It was during the summertime, so it was while we were engaged, and I said, hey, guess what do we got? I got us a Christmas tree. And that lasted until just a few years ago. So we had over 20 years on that Christmas tree for $20. That's like a dollar a year. Not bad for a Christmas tree. So he got a lawnmower and weed trimmer for $70. I was asking $75, and he said, will you take $70 for the two of them? Absolutely. And he can stick it on the table at the reception, a greasy old trimmer and a dirty old grass-covered lawnmower. So that was kind of cool having that happen. Also sold the hoses and the sprinklers and everything. Actually, the sprinklers didn't go. Girl we used to work with named Alicia. I posted these on Facebook this morning and bam, got instant response on those. She wanted the hoses, but unfortunately, be careful of this. If you list something on Craigslist and you just copy the link, normally when you click on the link and you go to Craigslist, it says $100 worth of, or 100 feet of hose and sprinklers, etc., etc., and $25 is in there. If you just copy that link and post it to Facebook, the price is not in the description like it normally would be on Craigslist. So she had seen 100 feet of hose with hose reel and three sprinklers. I'll throw in three sprinklers for free because I added my own description in there. She thought the whole thing was for free. So she came, picked up the hose, and Donna went, did you get money? As she was pulling out of the driveway, I said, no. Did you get money? No. And Donna said, hey, Alicia, money? She goes, oh, I thought they were free. And she was serious. I went, oh, sorry for the misunderstanding. So be sure if you cross-post something to Facebook that you post the price on there as well. I also listed the patio fireplace this morning, and a guy I know from Green Bay is going to pick that up. So never hurts to cross-post your Craigslist stuff. And also sold the power painter. That's been listed for like 3 weeks. I'm surprised. It finally got picked up. Gentleman was painting a... get this. He was painting a car with a power painter. And it his died last night. So this isn't the exact model he wanted. I looked on the box. Originally, it was an $80 power painter. And it was refurbished for $25, and I sold it for $20 tonight. So, of all the things we've sold, I think that's got its best return on investment yet. I haven't used it in a very long time. At least 15 years because we went with maintenance-free exterior on the house, and that's mainly what I used it for. That thing was, you know, theoretically nice, but it more or less spit paint out. It didn't really spray that well. It just spit it. I used it for the paint on the exterior. We used to have some wood on the exterior of the house in the front, and it would go, and then I'd use a brush and kind of smooth it out anyway. So it meant that I didn't have to keep dipping the brush in the can or the roller tray, whatever it was, but it didn't really work out, and I haven't used it for years. So I listed that. He was painting a car, which I found out when I sold it to him, and he was willing to take this. So I met him at the gas station on the intersection by the highway, about a mile from my house, and he said, can you plug it in? And those things have like a 6-inch power cord on them, so we had to find a outlet. It started to rain, so we're ducked under the soffit of the gas station, and there was an outlet about waist high that used to service an ice-making machine. Plugged it in, turned it on, crossed my fingers, and it went, brrr, made that awful noise. He goes, okay, that's good. And he took it, and I said, no, now you said you're painting a car. He says, yeah, it's for the demolition derby. So, good use for an old power painter. It'll get him through and finish painting his car that he started last night. So those things are all sold. On the manual labor front, we also put up the, we hauled the broken dryer, the soon-to-be-broken washer, and the freezer out of the basement. Donna rented one of those hand truck things, you know, dollies, whatever you want to call them. We did not go with the straps. Dang, that thing is heavy. Just the dolly is heavy. Got that out of the van. She rented it for like $8. It's due back tomorrow morning. She'll bring it back. And strapped the freezer to it, and heave-ho. Donna was on the bottom of the stairs pushing, and I was on the top of the stairs pulling. And freezers, even empty, are heavy. Then we went after the washer. Yikes, the washer is twice as heavy because they got that stone donut in it, the concrete thing to help balance it out. We got that up, and then finally the gas dryer was very light. Getting the gas pipe detached wasn't all that much fun, and I got to call the local energy place, make sure I didn't cause any leaks, because at one point the pipe that the flexi hose is attached to was turning in the wrong spot about 7 feet over my head. I went, uh-oh, hope I didn't break the seal on that thing, because it's above the shutoff valve. I'll call them and get that. So we got the washer and dryer. Donna texted the guy and said, hey, when do you want to pick this up? He goes, how about 7:30? He came by like at 7:15, like 2 minutes after she texted him. Boom, loaded it up into his pickup truck and drove off. So we have no washer, we have no dryer. We're going to have to do all our laundry at the laundromat, which is just fine. And the freezer guy should be by on Saturday, which is just fine. And the basement is nice and empty, which is just fine. So everything is looking good there. And Donna also made some donations today. So we are coming down to the end of it. The shed is getting empty. The basement is getting empty. We have 14 boxes to go to the warehouse. We have a few things to be packaged up. And I'm pooped. It's been a long day. I'm getting ready for another training class next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Hopefully the internet will hold up on me. We're trying to get some of the virtual machines migrated over from one place to the other on Amazon. That is, you know, got its own set of challenges right now, but if we don't make it, I'm not sweating it because I still have a backup plan to use the old VMs in their previous location. So I'm going to leave it at that. Not going to linger too much. We're going for about 10 minutes, getting the hang of the carts and things in Boss Jock, liking this a little bit more. I got to find a better way for the microphone to get picked up. Still feels, maybe it's the room I'm in that's echoing all over the place. Maybe it's the headset I'm on. Might have to experiment with a couple other things. The pickup sounds, looks pretty good on the meters. So we'll see what happens. Until next time, I will bid you adieu and take care, 101.